Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the call. Saturday maintenance. Happy June. Come on in. Oh, here comes my dog. She's coming on in too. She's been in maintenance for a long time. She weighs like 3 pounds. All right. Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing today? Happy Saturday. Thanks for being with me today on a Saturday. I'm sure y'all all have lots of stuff you could be doing today. I'm so happy you're here with me. Good morning, Vivian. I'm changing my name. Okay, it's just us, y'all. It's just us. I'm going to be trying to watch the chat and checking Q&A. So if you have a question, put it in the Q&A. Don't put it in the chat because I don't know, y'all. The chat goes really fast. So I will probably won't be able to catch it. But I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Okay. I am Coach Christy. If you don't know who I am, I'm sorry I'm not looking at the camera right now, but I'm like trying to move stuff around on my screen. So I'm getting myself set up. Good morning from Minnesota. Hi from Delaware. Hi, Jean. Good morning. Good morning. If you are in the chat and you are chatting, make sure, check your settings right now, to make sure that you have your comments set to everyone and not hosts and panelists. So you can check down in the little chat box. If it says hosts and panelists, just click on the little arrow down thingamabobby and check everyone. Nikki, my first call. I made goal on Thursday morning. Nikki, I actually have you written down to give a shout out today in my little notes because I went through our little maintenance Facebook group and I was like, who's got some wins to share? So you already are on it. I love it. Nikki, y'all, she hit maintenance a couple of days ago. So that's exciting. Yes, give her congratulations, Anna. That's awesome. Hi from New Jersey. Anna, I used to live in New Jersey. Amazing. My son was born there in Mount Holly. Yeah, look at all this, Nikki. You're getting so much love. I love it. Okay. So let me open up my Q&A box. So if you have a question, please put it in the Q&A because again, the chat goes super fast. And Robin, I see your hand raised. So we're going to pull you up. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things before we get started. One is, okay, I was going to give all kinds of win shout outs today, but Nikki already announced her. So that's amazing. We're super excited for you, Nikki. Hit maintenance on Thursday. Audrey Kaplan Russell, who posts a lot in our group, she just posted on my reminder post that I just did about an hour ago that she lost 0.4 pounds while she was on vacation in France. So shout out to Audrey. I don't think she's on the call today because she said she has a lot to do. So she's going to catch the replay. But congratulations to you, Audrey. And if you are so inclined, come into our group and like tell us how you did that. Like, how'd you go on vacation to France and lose 0.4? Give us share us your wisdom. Angela Deita, she over the last couple of weeks posted in our little maintenance group that she had eaten to enough. She had just finished a meeting and she was really thinking about having a little binge. And so she came to the group and she asked for help and she asked for ideas. So that's amazing. That's what we're here for, right? We're here to support each other and give suggestions, tell us what works for us. So shout out to you, Angela, for coming to the Facebook group to get some support. And one more I wanted to point out, Dylan Glazer. She is. Did I say that right? Glanzer. I think I said it wrong. Sorry, Dylan, if you're on the call. She is starting up a little sort of book study group for Cara Lowenthal's new book. So I think she's putting together a little Zoom meeting to have a discussion about the book sometime the end of July. I forget the date, but if you go in the maintenance Facebook group and you scroll down, you'll find Dylan's post. She also got coached by Corinne fairly recently. And as of the last time she gave us an update about that, she was doing really, really well. So shout out to Dylan. That's amazing. If you are not in the maintenance Facebook group, please go to the website and scroll down to community, and you can see join Facebook, and you can find the maintenance subgroup there, and you can join that way. If you have any trouble, you can also email support@pmptribe.com, and they can help you figure that out. You must be a member of the the big Facebook group, the No BS Weight Loss Facebook group, before you can join any subgroups. Okay, so we shout out to Wins. Yes. Okay, let me see. What are y'all talking about? San Diego, we're just saying hi. Yay, you, Nikki. Yay. I love all this. Hi from Seattle. Amazing. Toronto, Canada, as MJ likes to say. Okay, let me pull up my notes. I want to talk about just a couple of things, and then I'm going to pull Robin up here because she has her hand raised. The rest of you, this is open coaching for members that are in maintenance. So get your hands raised. And I really want to coach as many people as want to get coached today. Remember, your participation and raising your hand to get coached is the reason we have a monthly call. So make sure that we are raising our hands, or if you have questions, put it in the Q&A and I will answer them sort of like a live Ask Coaches, so to speak. Okay, let me pull up my notes. So I was, all right, Christy, what are you doing here? Okay, here we go. I have been given a project as one of the No BS coaches. We have like little side projects that we do sometimes to help sort of with behind the scenes stuff. And one of the projects that I've been working on is going through the public podcast that Corinne does, you know, the free ones that probably got many of us to join the membership, and just sort of reviewing them and making sure they're up to date with content and just kind of going over them, making suggestions of, you know, things that we maybe need to edit, things like that. But anyway, I came across this call and I'll try to remember to post it, the actual call. So if you want to go back and listen to the whole call, you can. I'll try to remember to post that. If not, somebody remind me, somebody tag me in Facebook and be like, you said you were going to post the call, because I'll forget. But anyway, I was listening to it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good call. And I feel like it was back from 2019. And I was just thinking, this is a great like revisit for a couple people. One is if you are in maintenance and you're sort of having some trepidation about staying there. So maybe Nikki, this will be really good for you. I don't know how you're feeling about being in maintenance since you just got here, but, or if you are someone who is not in maintenance yet, but you're already thinking about what your life is going to be like in maintenance, and you want to make sure that when you get there, it feels easy. Like you're not trying to work through some things, you know, that maybe in the past when you hit a goal weight or you got into a certain range, you didn't do it in the right way. And so then you never stayed there. So I'm talking to those people, those of you that are in maintenance that are wondering like, how the hell am I going to stay here? And those of you that are not quite yet in maintenance yet, but are thinking like, what do I do? What can I be working on now? So when I get to maintenance, I feel at ease and I feel calm and I'm confident that I can stay there. So I'm just going to go over three things that I sort of, I took some things from the podcast that I will, again, I will do my best to remember to put in there. And then I sort of sprinkled in some of my own thoughts from my own journey. So if you don't know, I am currently, as I sit right now on the scale, from my highest weight, which was probably back in 2001, two, something like that, to where I sit now, I'm down 100 pounds. So I know that sounds weird because that's what Corinne says too. It just happened when I looked at the number on the scale this morning, I'm like doing the math and I'm like, oh, I'm exactly at 100 pounds now. I was at around 80 a few months ago, and I decided that, you know, I kind of want to see what it's like to get a little bit lower. And so I've been working really hard on my mindset and my thoughts and just kind of pulling out those like sleeper thoughts that probably I wasn't really listening for, and working through it slowly and on my own timeline, making sure that I was doing it in a way that felt good. And since then I've dropped around 18 to 20 pounds. So that's what I'm working on. Okay. So the first thing that I want to talk about, how to maintain our weight. Number one, you must, and this is really, really important for the people that are not maybe quite yet in maintenance, but you're wondering like, how can I get to maintenance and feel comfortable when I get there? Number one, you must lose it in a way that is truly the way you want to live it. I know that sounds cliche, right? Like everybody says that, lose it the way you want, but it's so freaking true. Not the way you think you should be eating, not the way, you know, you like in a perfect world, if you had a chef that could prepare, you know, all these, whatever, just like that's real for you. And what does that mean? For the foods you like to eat and for the way you live your life, your lifestyle, right? So If you are not doing that, here's how you'll know if you're not doing that. If you're losing weight and you just sort of have this overall anxiety building up as you're losing, like this sort of like, I'm getting nervous. I'm starting to think things like, how much less am I going to have to eat once I get to maintenance? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to be done with this so I can go back to eating the foods that I really want to. So you're starting to have anxiety around that, right? That's maybe a clue to check. Am I really losing eating the foods that I want to be eating? If you have a big fear of regain, if you have despair that you're going to have to eat this way forever, like if you're like, oh my God, I know Christy said I have to lose it the way that I want to live it, but this is awful. So I guess I'm just going to have to convince myself that it's not awful. How many of us have done that? Give me a thumbs up if y'all tried to convince yourself that you could count points the rest of your life. Thumbs up. I can't see y'all because my nose are covering. Yep, I did the same thing. I was like, you know, points is not that bad. It's actually fine, right? Like I could do this. Like I'm just gonna, and I just convinced myself, like I need to fall in love with this because this is what's keeping me in check. And the moment I stop doing this, I'm gonna gain all my weight back. So I tried to convince myself that it was amazing. But then one day I had this epiphany. I'm like, am I really gonna be like 80 years old, like measuring my chicken? Like, am I really gonna do that? And then I was like, But there was a time that I tried to convince myself, yes, of course I will.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if you catch yourself doing that, if you're already fearing regaining weight, if you're having despair that this is your new life and it kind of sucks the way you're eating, if you're trying to convince yourself that actually it's not that bad and you really actually do love eating, you know, salads for every meal or broccoli or something like that. If you're starting to have thoughts about life circumstances that's going to mess up your weight loss. For example, if you're in maintenance right now and you're like, yeah, well, it's okay right now, but once I hit menopause, it's all over. Or as I age, this is just going to get harder. Or yeah, I'm doing really good right now, but Lord help me if I ever have a vacation, I'm going to gain it. Or man, you know what? I'm doing really good, but I hope these knees hold out because if I can't run, I'm in trouble. Like I'm going to gain all my weight, right? These are signs that you're probably not losing your weight or maintaining your weight in a way that's sustainable. So, number one, lose it in a way that is truly the way you want to live it. For those of you that are in maintenance, I highly recommend if you're not super confident yet, like if you're not at that like last stage of like, I got this, then I highly recommend you write these things down as I say them and do some extra journaling to check and see where you are. Okay. So, number one, lose it in a way that is truly the way you want to live it. Number two, manage your mind around the scale. If you are in maintenance and you still have scale drama, that is your next work. Manage your mind around the scale. Understand that your weight fluctuates. Learn your body and what your range truly is. Your body's going to settle in someplace once you've got kind of the lifestyle that you want to have with your food, you're going to settle in and you want to learn what's easy for you to maintain with your lifestyle and what you like to eat. Know that that scale fluctuates, y'all. I mean, is there anyone in here that doesn't eat like Chinese food and have the scale go up a couple pounds? I mean, maybe there are. Maybe there are some of y'all that do that. But for me, I just am so calm about it now. Like I see it happen and I'm like, okay, this is no big deal. Like this is, I've even studied myself in, enough to know like how many days it's going to take of me getting my water in and maybe sweating a little bit to get that water weight off. Right. So learn your body and be okay with the scale fluctuating because it does. You were never supposed to be one number. Okay. Thank you, Weight Watchers, for giving us a 2 pound range. That's challenging, right? I used to go in like when I got lifetime in Weight Watchers, I would like before I would weigh, I was like shaving my legs. I was like making sure I pooped. It was crazy. I was doing whatever I could to make sure that I could stay within that 2 pound range. I think I stayed there for like 5 minutes. Experiment with numbers. Experiment with numbers around the scale. Like, here's the thing. So I told y'all at the beginning that, you know, I was 80 pounds down, and now I'm almost about 100 pounds down. And I don't know where I'm going. Like, I don't know. I don't know if anybody has asked me how much more am I going to lose. I'm not watching the chat, but I don't really know. So I'm just sort of open to it. Like, I'm just sort of experimenting. I'm watching my habits. I'm looking at my overeats. I'm asking myself, the overeats that I'm still doing, are they ones I want to work through, or are they ones that I want to keep? And so I'm just going to kind of see where I'm headed. So be open to that, right? Be open to experimenting with some numbers. Another thing that I'd like y'all to think about is when you're thinking about managing your mind around the scale, it's been really helpful for me to believe that I am the decision maker about how much I want to weigh. Not society, not the weight charts. Now, I am not talking about, the people who are like working with their doctors and trying to get certain numbers for health reasons. That's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking about the people who like think that they should weigh a certain number because that's what's acceptable to society. Or, your friends all weigh something, right? I want you to believe that it truly is okay for you to decide what's best for you, right? This is about what you really want. I mean, I don't care if you're like, Christy, I weigh, whatever, 200 pounds, and I love it, and I'm in maintenance. I'm like, good for you. You get to decide, right? No, there is no, if y'all go to register for maintenance on the No BS weight loss site, there's no like, well, you can't register until you're within these numbers. It's not. You get to declare, I'm in maintenance, because it's up to y'all to decide what's best for you. The only way that you'll know what your range is going to be for you to lose that weight. And then watch the scale, watch your habits, check in with your happiness. How am I feeling? Right? What do I need to do? This is like going to be an experiment because let's face it, like when we start losing our weight and we pick a weight range, some of us do and some of us don't. So if you're losing your weight and you have not picked a weight range, it's fine. You don't have to, right? We're just really throwing a dart, aren't we? We're just going like, I think this is what I want to weigh, right? So we're really just taking a guess, but you'll never really know until you get there and you look and see, like, how do I feel? What's going on with my body? Can I do what I want to do? Am I living the life that I want to have? Okay. So number two, you must manage your mind around the scale. So if you still have a ton of scale drama, please work through that. Please work through that. We have an amazing Conquering the Scale course that's really good. Raise your hand on this damn call and get coached for free about your scale drama. We can talk about it. Right, go to Ask Coaches. There's a lot of support. Google, or not Google, but go to the website and search scale drama. You'll get a shit ton of replays that Corinne has done on scale drama and how to get through it. I have a great scale protocol that I used for months and months and months to work through my scale drama. I have kind of a procedure that I was going through to really get my mind right that was really helpful for me. I'm happy to share that with y'all too. So that's number two. Number three. Maintain your habits that got you there. Don't be like I did in Weight Watchers. When I got to my goal weight in Weight Watchers, I was like, oh God, thank God that's over. Whew. Now I'm going back to my regularly scheduled life, right? You really want to maintain the habits that got you there. If you were planning and assessing every day, then plan and assess. Keep doing it, right? Keep your mindset the same. Right? Like make sure your mindset as you were losing weight, if you were falling in love with your habits, stay in love with your habits. Right? One of the things I like to tell myself is I want to be someone who thinks consciously about their food and what they want versus reacting with food and using it in a way that doesn't feel good to me on the back end. Right? That has nothing to do with weight loss. It has everything to do with who I want to be in my relationship with food. So I will continue to practice that mindset even in maintenance. Who am I trying to become here? Since I have been sort of investigating my overeats that are still happening, I'm asking myself, is that who I want to be? Is that something I want to keep or do I want to clean that up? Right? Nobody's making me. I'm just deciding for myself. So at those of you that aren't in maintenance yet, but you're attending this call because you're like, "Hey, what kind of things do I need to be working on?" Start practicing that mindset now. Why are you doing the habits you're doing that have nothing to do with weight loss? If weight loss stopped for you right now, would you keep doing the four basics? You better answer that question, because when you get to maintenance and the scale is no longer going down, why the hell are you still doing the four basics? You've got to have reasons outside of weight loss. Another thing I like to tell myself is I like to think through my off-plan eats. If you've been doing that all the way down, if you've been doing discovery worksheets while you were losing weight, don't stop doing them in maintenance. Still do them. They are not punishment, y'all. They are good opportunities for you to pay attention to your overeating, right? Help my girls that are, that hit maintenance, but they're creeping up and they're starting to freak out. You better be doing discovery worksheets, because they are the window. They are like the spotlight into what's going on with you emotionally. So if you did discovery worksheets on the way down, do them while you're in maintenance. Hopefully you're doing a lot less of them, but they're still really helpful to do. Exercise. If you started movement on the way down, continue in maintenance. For those of my people that have that old diet mentality that the way to lose weight is that you can out-exercise your mouth, right? Let's get that in check. Because if you feel like when you get to maintenance, you have to maintain some ridiculous exercise routine, what's going to happen if you get injured? Now you're in a bunch of worry and fear again, and that is no place to be. I mean, nobody came to know BSB and wanted to get to maintenance and then be in fear when they were there. Like, right? We wanted to get to maintenance and feel cool, calm, and collected and be relaxed. So that's something you have to practice on the way down, okay? Food prep. If you were food prepping while you lost your weight, keep food prepping, keep meal planning, those kinds of things. Okay, last thing, what's different about maintenance? I'm going to tell you just what I've, there's a bunch of things. There's a bunch of things, right? Like Corinne will tell you can probably have a couple more overeats than you were before and still maintain your weight, things like that. But I will say for me, and this is just my opinion, what is the most different for me is when it comes to my habits, there's no more have to for me. I never feel like I have to eat this. I have to do this. There's no more of that. I don't feel burdened by my habits that got me here. I feel relief and confident in those habits because I know they're going to keep me here. And they are the same habits that I've been practicing that have helped me lose a little more weight too. Okay, quick review. Number one, I think Jean, you're putting them in there for me. I like it. I love having a helper. Number one, lose it in a way that is truly the way you want to live it. Check yourself. If you are trying to convince yourself that you really like this, check it. Okay. Number two, manage your mind around the scale. If you're still having scale drama, this is your next level work. And number three, keep doing the habits that got you there. If you are stopping those habits, ask yourself why. Why did I stop doing the things that got me here? Most of the time, it's because I'm describing them in a way that feels hard, feels like work, and feels temporary. Okay. All right. That's it. That's my TED Talk. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Now let's see what Robin wants to talk about today. I'm going to bring Robin up. Let me see if I can slide the attendees. Oh, thank y'all for the applause. Jean put number four. Don't feel burdened by the habits that got you there. Feel relief on how they got you there. That's exactly right. Okay, Robin from Dublin, Georgia. I used to live in Georgia too. Oh, this is so cool. Somebody else was from New Jersey, where my son was born, and Robin is from Dublin, and that's where my daughter was born. Not Dublin, but Georgia. All right, Robin, you're coming to the stage. Let's see what Robin's talking about today. Oh, you're in Macon. Rhonda, that's what my daughter was born in Warner Robins. So funny. So funny. Okay, she's taking a while to come on. I don't know what's happening, y'all. I'm not good at this part, y'all. The technology part when it just doesn't work immediately. Oh, there she is. Well, hello, Robin from Dublin, Georgia. I can't hear you. You're muted. So let me see. I'm going to ask you to unmute if I can figure that out. Y'all, hold on.
Is it
There
okay
you
now?
are. Yes, now you're good.
Yes.
Hi, Robin. It's nice to
Hello.
see
Hi,
you.
Christy. Hi. Hi.
What are we talking
I
about?
just I just wanted to ask you. I reached goal weight. I lost 100 pounds with Weight Watchers, And I was at my goal weight during the duration of the meeting. And after that, I never saw that 150 again. So I've joined and I've lost 76 pounds. I have 24 more to go, but I don't want to repeat that experience again. And I think one of the biggest questions that I have is right now, I don't eat till full. I eat until enough right before full. Will I continue to do that in maintenance, or in maintenance, do you eat to full?
Do you want to eat to full?
Not overly full, no.
Do you want to eat more than you are now?
Probably a little bit more.
Why?
That's a good question.
I ask good questions, Robin.
Soothing.
Okay. This is so good to know. This is really good to know, right? So right now we just uncovered like one of those sleeper thoughts, right? Like It's soothing to eat more than my body needs, right? Because that's what we're talking about. I'm just going to assume that right now you're eating to enough, which if we translated that to like what that means for our bodies physically, right? The amount of food that our body needs is our enough. Okay. So you think that you want to eat more because it's soothing.
Yes.
Okay. This is good to know that your habit brain thinks eating more than your body needs is soothing. All right. So I'm going to ask you a couple of things. One is going to be like, this is what I do with my private clients. There's always like a short-term solution, and then there's a long-term solution. Okay. So there's like a quick sort of like, let's just do these actions real quick to get some band-aids. But then there's like that underlying, let's fix this at the root type thing. Okay. So number one is, here's the short-term solution. Short-term is, how else could you soothe yourself if it wasn't eating more than your body needs? Like, give me some actions. What else is soothing to you besides overeating? Because I'm just going to say eating more than your body needs is overeating. Okay. How else could you soothe? How else could you soothe yourself besides overeating?
I think I need to change my life. I live in isolation, actually. I think I may need to do some changes there as well.
Okay. Tell me about that. Like what?
Well, I probably need to increase my circle of friends. I would like to have a hobby of some kind.
Okay.
I would like to learn how to run and join a running group, but I feel so inferior that I wouldn't be as good as they are.
Okay. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but I want to point out something really awesome. Robin, you're actually in the advanced club because you went straight to my long-term answer, which I love.
Okay.
So let's start there because I love it. So the short-term solution was, I was asking you, apparently you discovered this need of soothing myself, which is amazing, right? That you know that you want to be soothed. And then I was asking for, well, how else could we get that if it wasn't through food? And then you immediately said, you know what, actually, here's the thing I need soothing from, which is the long-term issue. And that's what we're talking about. So we'll just go skip over to that. So what you need soothing from is what feeling? You said it earlier.
Isolation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So that's the underlying problem that you're searching for soothing from. That's just the long-term solution. This is what we solve. Like, you know how Corinne will say, like, people say like, oh, I can't stop overeating. And then everybody gets like, put gum in your mouth, you know, wipe a napkin on the bottom of your shoe. Those are short-term solutions to stop overeating, right? But then Corinne on her coaching call, she'll always say, well, why are you overeating? What's the underlying problem? That's what we're talking about right now, right? You're looking for food to be what for you?
Companion.
Yeah. He's your companion, right? Yeah. What's really cool, I find this really interesting about you, Robin, is that it wasn't even that hard for you to start thinking of ways you could solve this underlying issue of companionship. Tell me again. You said you'd like to get a hobby. You'd like to expand your circle of friends.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What else?
Yeah. I would like to like me.
Mm. So you'd like to expand your circle of friends, like party of one.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do we like you, Robin?
I think other people like me more than I like myself.
Yeah. How do you like yourself? How do we do that? How do we practice liking ourselves?
Now that I don't have an answer for.
Mm. Do you have a, do you have kind of a good friend, like one good friend or like a sister or a brother or somebody?
My sister. Yes.
Do you like her?
Yes. Yeah. I love her. Yeah.
What do you like about her?
Just the kind of person that she is.
What kind of person is she?
She's just a good person. Yeah.
She's a good person. What's good about her?
Her heart is good.
Mm.
Yeah.
She has a good heart.
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you like about her?
She's funny.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Who don't love funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? She's funny. Mm-hmm. She has a good heart. Anything else?
I feel good around her.
Ooh, why?
She just brings a lightness.
Mm.
Yeah.
How does she do that?
I don't know. I guess it's just the way I react to her.
Mm. Okay. So you just practiced liking your sister.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about your sister when you were listing those things?
I could visualize her in my mind.
And what feeling came up for you when you were talking about those things?
A good feeling.
Like what?
That I really wasn't alone, actually.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, you felt connected. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah,
all connected. And all you did was tell me what you liked about your sister.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And you felt connected to her. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you again. Pop quiz. You ready, Robin?
Yes.
How would you like yourself?
How would I like myself? I'm not sure. What would you do?
What would you do if you wanted to like yourself? You just told me the way you felt connected and liked your sister was to list all the things you liked about her. How would you do that for yourself?
I might start listing things I like about me too.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you think that would feel weird?
In the beginning, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think it would come naturally? Do you think your brain would just be like, you know, we had that coaching call with Christy and she said to start listing things that we liked about ourselves. So once she said that, I just never turned back and I just woke up every day thinking about all the shit I liked about myself.
Yeah, no, that will come with time and practice, adapt. Yeah.
So in the beginning, it's going to feel like you got to make a little bit of effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how would we do that? How could we like make a little bit of effort and practice? What would you have to do? What would that look like?
I would do it in the mornings when I drink my coffee.
What would you do?
I would make out a list, I'm thinking, actually. I never thought about it.
Make out a list.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things would you put on that list? Can you share some?
I'm a good person.
Mm.
I'm a good nurse.
Mm.
I take care of my family.
Mm.
I'm honest.
Mm.
I'm helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I try to have a forgiving heart.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. How does that make you feel when you talk about yourself like that?
I kind of have a light feeling right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if you just walked around all day long, just thinking about that kind of stuff about you? I'm such a good person.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a great heart. I'm a kick-ass nurse. Can you imagine? What if I just walked around behind you all day, whispering that shit in your ear, just all day long? Robin, you're so nice. You have such a good heart. You're funny. I think you're funny. Right? Can you imagine how we would feel if we talked to ourselves like that all throughout the day?
Yeah. I'm actually going to try that this week.
Yeah. I think we should start a challenge. I think we should all try that this week. Robin, we're going to do it with you. Who's in? Thumbs up. Thumbs up if you're in the challenge with Robin. Okay. Vivian says she's in. Oh my gosh. One, two, three. I can't count that many thumbs up that you're getting right now. I love this so much. Yes. Let's all fall in love with ourselves this week. Let's all on purpose think throughout the day the amazing things that are true about us. Yeah. Yeah. We can all be our own best friends, right? Now, that's not to negate any of your other ideas, Robin. Expanding your circle of friends, right? Now, imagine this. Let's go to the running thing for just a minute. You said, I'd like to start running and join a club. But tell me what the obstacle was.
I don't know if I would fit in. I don't know whether people that are already there would even think I fit in. But, you know, they may be just like me. I don't know.
They might be just like you.
They may. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know if you fit in?
I guess the way that I feel about them and the way that I think that they receive me. And it might be a little uncomfortable at first until I become more acclimated and familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, right? Just like talking about yourself in a nice way in the beginning feels uncomfortable, right? Until we till we're all just like, you know, I don't know, like Corinne, you know, she didn't have trouble talking about what all the great stuff about her, which I love. She's a great model for us, right? Right. She's really good at pointing out what she's good at. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right. But you're right. You know, going the first time, probably going to feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But over time, a couple more times. Yeah. You're probably likely to feel less uncomfortable. Right. And listen, yes. I'm not for nothing, but to me, I'm a runner. Well, I'm a jogger. Let's be clear. I used to be a runner back in the day. Right. But now I'm a jogger. And they are, most of the time, they are the most welcoming group of people. They just love that you're out there with them. Do you think that if you really worked on becoming your own best friend, that showing up to that running club would be easier for you?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so true. Somebody suggested in the chat, and it went by a long time ago. If you haven't done the self-love course,
I saw that.
It's really, really helpful. One of the cool things about the self-love course, and if y'all don't know about our courses, if you go to the website and you look at like the bonus courses or the pathways, it's all under there. Or you can just search in the search bar, self-love course, and it will come up. But one of the cool things about that is since you're going to be writing your list in the mornings and then practicing, telling yourself, you know, things that you like about yourself throughout the day, the self-love course actually has 30 days of different journal prompts that you could ponder
on. Okay. So, well, why don't I start that course in the morning?
Yeah.
I think. That's great. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And then let's see what happens with your friendship circle and how you feel about yourself. And of course, let's remember why we kind of started talking about this. Do you remember? Because you wanted to eat to full.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We wanted that goes to back eat to full.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That goes back to childhood of, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Being comforted with food, being your best friend, right? Being helping you feel safe and full and just all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course. Okay. So we've got the long-term solution. Like I said, you're advanced, Robin. Let's do a quick short-term solution. So while we're working on solving the underlying problem here, right? Of isolation, we're working on that, right? And oh, by the way, you've got like 162 best friends in this on this call right now. So, oh, sorry, did I just stress you out? You're like, holy shit, I thought it was
No,
just me and you, Christy.
no, no.
Right?
It makes me feel humbled.
Yeah. Right? But some short-term solutions while you're working on the long-term solution. How else could you feel less isolated? How could you feel more satisfied, so we don't need the food so much? What are some short-term ways? Like, what could you do? Do you have any ideas? Because I have a few if you don't.
I really don't.
Okay. So I know this might be a little woo for you. I don't know how woo you are, Robin,
I'm quite
but
woo. I'm
you
quite woo.
are. Oh, I love
Yes.
this. I
Yes.
knew we were meant to be friends. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can try. It is amazing. Just hugging yourself. When you reach your enough, when you get to that place where you know you've had enough food, give yourself a hug and just say, that was the perfect amount. Great job.
I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing a couple things. One is I'm connecting with myself physically. Physical touch, the power of physical touch, right? I'm also practicing contentment with the amount of food that I just had. I'm telling myself that was the perfect amount. I'm not looking at what's left on my plate going, I wish I could finish that. Well, now I feel some kind of discontent, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Calling a friend.
Yeah.
When you reach your enough, are you in an accountability group, Robin?
No.
Okay. You could get.
No.
You could consider if that's your thing, if you haven't ever thought about it, you can consider getting an accountability partner or getting in a group. And when you reach your enough, you get on the Marco Polo or your texter or your email or however you communicate with them, and you just say, hey, y'all, just reach my enough. What y'all doing? Right? Come to the Facebook group in the maintenance group. Post to us. Hey, y'all, I just reached my enough. How's everybody doing today? Right? You can create that connection in the moment, right? Put on a TV show, put on some music. It's amazing how listening to music or listening to a TV show can help you feel like you're not alone, right? Go
True.
outside, see the peoples, right? Do you have pets?
Yes.
What do you have?
A Shih Tzu.
Oh my God, they're
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
best dogs, right? Snuggle your pups.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell your pups you just reached your enough. And you're just so happy they're in your life. Right?
Yeah, I'm amazed how he will not eat if he's not hungry. Yeah.
Right? Because they don't
Yeah.
got no food. Dogs don't got no food drama like we do.
I know.
Right? Yeah. You
Yeah.
ever seen like 3-year-olds at a birthday party? They be leaving that corner piece of cake with the rose on it to go play. And you're like, how do they do that? Because they don't
Yes.
care. Because they don't
Yeah.
think that they're never going to get it again.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because they don't feel guilty for eating it. They don't have all of our stuff, right? They just leave that corner piece with the rose on it. And then the mamas are over there going, should I go over there and eat that? What will the other moms think if I go up and eat that icing? I don't know. They'll probably think I'm a big fat cow. I probably shouldn't do that. That's our drama, right? Kids are just like, nah, I don't want it. I took 2 bites of this and I'm over it, right? They are
Yes,
amazing.
they
They
are.
are amazing. Okay, so you got a little bit of homework, Miss Robin.
Yes, thank you so
Right?
much.
You're welcome. We're going to start that self-love course, right? And if you don't
In
start
the
it,
morning, yes.
make that list. This here's some things that I like about myself today. And then throughout the day, reconnect with that list. Pretend I'm following you around, talking to you. And I was taking names of who was ever doing those thumbs up. Y'all better be doing it because now y'all have homework too. All right, Robin. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for
Thank
raising
you.
your hand
Thank
today.
you.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
weekend.
Thank you
All right.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. How do I get Robin back down? I don't know. I'm going to try to get you back down. Oh, let's see. Panelist, there I go. I got you. I'm going to put you down.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Robin. Zoom done changed everything around. Okay, what's happening in the chat? Oh, you're going to do the self-love course too. It's so good, Veronica. It's so good. Ellen, My dog also would eat if she wasn't hungry. Your dog needs no BS. We need no BS for dogs. Ellen, thanks for correcting my date on my post. I think you were the one that said, actually, it's the 22nd because I put the wrong date. Okay. We got a question in the Q&A. Nikki says, thumbs up. That's not a question, but thank you, Nikki. Thumbs up to you. Okay. All right, guys. We have about 15 minutes left in our call. Who else would like some coaching? Anything. We can talk about anything. You've got a question about maintenance. You've got something that you're wondering about. What do we talk? Jean says, food was my BFF for so long. It is so freeing to have broken up with her. Yes. Jean, who's your BFF now? What are you filling that void with? She said you. You are right. Correct. Yes. What were your tweaks to lose more weight? Oh, that's a great question, Jackie. Okay. So first of all, if you are not keeping data, if you are not assessing, that has to happen first because you won't know what to tweak until you know what's currently happening, right? So I was always really, really good at assessing, like at least assess your overeats and your doable hunger, right? I mean, for me, water, sleep, I mean, I do assess that, but not so much formally because it's not, I mean, I don't have any problems with that. So for me, it was my overeats. I was really tracking my overeats. Most of them were just at dinner. So I was really honing in on that. So first thing, collect data, see what's going on, right? That was my first thing. And my second thing, the tweak I made once I realized that the place that I thought I could get the most bang for my buck was dinner, because I just really didn't want to mess with my breakfast and really my lunch. I wanted to start at dinner because I knew that was probably the place that I was eating more than my body needed. So I started there. And I just started doing my meal protocol, which I think have I shared that in here before? My meal protocol? I don't know. Okay. Here's what I do. There's three things I do before I eat dinner every single time. The first thing I do is before I take a bite, I close my eyes. I take some deep breaths. I just do that. I say to myself that I deserve to eat this meal undistracted and in peace. Because so many times I come into my dinners on two wheels and I'm like from the day and I'm all like hyped up from being with my clients and I'm feeling all energized and I just got to recenter myself. And I just need to take a moment and I need to give myself permission to eat in peace. If you guys have little kids, I would imagine if I think about the way I ate when my kids were little, it was like I ate my dinner wanting peace, but I was always thinking about what I had to be doing like after it, like, okay, like, oh, I got to be in this bath time and then I got to do stories and, you know, blah, blah, blah. When my husband was deployed and my kids were little, he was deployed for a year and my kids were 4 and 1. I don't ever remember eating in peace. I was always thinking about what I had to be doing. So that's the first thing I do. I take some deep breaths. I tell myself I deserve to eat undistracted. I kind of recenter myself. If you haven't taken the Trusting Your Body course, I highly recommend it. Coach Jane talks about getting to home base, which is basically, it's exactly what y'all probably think it is. It's getting to that sort of level homeostasis of calmness. I just know that for me, I need to be as even keel before I interact with food as possible. I was in resistance to that for a long time because I was like, normal people don't have to do this. And I just want to be normal. I just gave that up. I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is normal. Maybe normal people don't come to dinner all keyed up. But for me, I know that I just got to kind of take some deep breaths and get myself present in the moment with my food. Make sure that I give myself permission to just eat it undistracted and enjoy it, right? I just give myself full permission to enjoy whatever's in front of me. I listen for like, do I have permission to enjoy this? Is it pizza? Is my mind saying, oh, you shouldn't be having this or whatever? I allow myself, you deserve to enjoy this meal in peace. And that means peace from thinking about what I have to do after. And also peace from telling myself I shouldn't be eating this bullshit, right? I just give myself permission. So that's the first thing I do. Calm my physical body, get myself to that like physical homeostasis of home base. The second thing I do, I tell myself what I'm going to do, what's left. I make a plan for it. I already know that if I am wanting to lose more weight, likely there's going to be food left on this plate at this meal. And so I just make a plan for it. I'm either giving it to my husband, I'm either giving it, putting it back in the pot if it's something that's savable, or I'm throwing it away. I just decide ahead of time what's going to happen with the food that's left on this plate. Like literally, what's going to happen? Because then in the moment, when it's one bite or five bites, there's no drama because it's already been decided what's happening. There's no well, but it's only a bite. It's no, as soon as you hit your enough, we've decided what's happening. Like we already have a plan. So there's a lot, I'm not going to say there's no, but there's a lot less negotiation about that. Okay. So that's the second thing I do. The third thing I do is I tell myself what I have to look forward to after the meal. Because I noticed that one of the reasons I didn't want the meal to end and I wanted to keep going was because it was the highlight of my day. It was the last fun thing to do or something like that. So I don't have little kids anymore, so I don't have to work through that. My kids are grown. Y'all might know Jack is 23 and has been in the Air Force for a whole month now and is away at pilot training and he's killing it. And then I have a 20-year-old daughter, Emma, who is home for the summer and who is getting ready to be a junior in college. But so I don't have to work through my little kid stuff anymore. So I have to tell myself, what do I have to look forward to after this meal? What's happening that's great? And I mean, y'all, I'm 50. So most of the time it's something like watching Wheel of Fortune. Don't laugh at me. Don't come for me. I like Wheel of Fortune. While I'm scrolling my iPad on Facebook, looking at what y'all are talking about, or playing Wordle or Quirtle. If y'all don't know what Quirtle, is it Quirtle? I think it's Quirtle. It's like four Wordles in one. It's crazy. Watching TV, watching my favorite shows, getting in bed. My husband and I got one of those, the adjustables, and we each have our own. And I love that damn thing. Honestly, I can't wait for 8 o'clock for me to just get in it. So I tell myself before I take a bite of food, hey, Christy, what are we doing after this that we can't wait to do? Because guess what? Then when I'm at my enough and those few bites are left that I already have a plan to get rid of, how I'm getting rid of them, I already am on to the next thing. I'm already excited about the next thing. I don't need this to be fun anymore because I already have the next thing in line. So thank you for asking that question. Who asked that question? I don't remember. It was somebody. I can't scroll back and see. But whoever asked that question is a good question. It's my meal protocol. Let me go over it. Three things I do. One is I reset my physical body. Take some deep breaths. Close your eyes. Give yourself permission to be present with the meal and enjoy it. Calm yourself down. Okay. That's number one. Number two, what you gonna do with the bites that are left? Make a plan. Already decide ahead of time. This is what I'm doing. I'm gonna throw them away. I'll give them to the dog, give them to my husband. I'm gonna put them back in the pot because it's savable. Whatever you're gonna do, it doesn't matter. Just decide whether it's one bite, three bites, five bites, whatever. Make a plan. Less negotiation when you decide ahead of time. Number three, what's going on after the meal that you have to look forward to? You getting in jammies? You going for a walk? If you don't have anything, let's just say you're well, I got to go back to work. How would I do that at lunch? Give yourself something later in the day. It doesn't have to be immediately right after the meal, but there is something about telling your brain in the moment, hey, don't forget, we've got this other fun stuff that's happening today. Right? Or whatever. That's the third thing I do. Questions about that? Jackie asked the question. Thanks, Jean. Yes. Oh, no, wait. Jackie says someone else also did it in the chat. Excellent questions. All right. There's a couple of questions in the Q&A. Let me see. Or no, one. Let me see. Okay. Kirsten says, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right. She says, can I add to the isolation conversation? Of course. I want girlfriends, but the work I think it will take feels exhausting, so I don't put myself out there. Okay. All right, let me go back and read again. I want girlfriends. Oh, but the work I think it will take feels exhausting, so I don't put myself out there. Right. Okay, so there you go. So we already know Kirsten, that's like an amazing revelation. So you know the thought that's keeping you from putting yourself out there is that it's going to be exhausting. So can I just offer you this? What if it's not? Is that also possible? Because here's what I do know. If you're telling yourself it's going to be exhausting, there is zero chance that your brain is going to let you go do it, right? That's like, if I was like, hey, y'all, in order to lose your weight, you're going to need to stop at enough. But I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to be horrible. It is awful. It's the worst. Like, it is like nails to a chalkboard. I mean, it's probably going to feel like someone's poking you in the eyes with daggers. Okay, good luck. Go do those four basics. If I'm describing it that way, your brain is going to protect you come hell or high water from embarking on that journey. Your brain is going to tell you all the reasons you shouldn't do it today. It's going to tell you all the reasons no BS is BS. This is not going to work for me. I am not getting poked in the eyes with daggers. Why? Your brain is going to operate exactly as it should. It's going to be like, hell no, don't do that. That's going to be exhausting. Don't you know that one of my jobs as your brain is to preserve your energy? Like, that is like one of my core tenets of my job up here is to like automate things and make everything easy. Like, we don't like effort. And if you are telling yourself that it's going to be exhausting, you will never put yourself out there because your brain won't let you. Your brain will not let you. So I would like to offer you this level of thought. I mean, the unicorn thought, of course, is it's going to be so easy. Like, oh my gosh, like people are just going to flock to me. Like, I'm just going to open my door and they're all going to be out there waiting for me on my front lawn going, Kirsten, we've just been waiting for you to open your door. We're like, why didn't you open it yesterday? We've been waiting out here for you. That's unicorn, right? But a leveled up version is it could be exhausting, but what if it's not? It might be easier than I think it could be. If it wasn't going to be exhausting, how could I make it easy? Where could I start? Right? Like the do line, the things that you do to go expand your circle of friends, that's not the hard part. Like if I asked you right now, Kirsten, like, how do you think you could expand your circle of friends? You probably have some ideas. Just like Robin in the beginning, she had like a slew of ideas, right? But if it doesn't matter what your ideas are, if you believe that it's going to be exhausting, your brain's just not even going to let you go there. So your work, Kirsten, would be not to necessarily start doing the things. Your work is going to stop telling yourself that it's going to be exhausting. Your work is to start practicing the thought, what if it's easier than I think it's going to be? That's where I would start. Because then the do line gets way more accessible to you. When I say do line, I just mean the actions that you would do to go get friends. That's all I mean. Right? It's kind of like, I don't know if y'all saw, did y'all see I had my first colonoscopy last week, y'all. Just going to say it was pretty exciting. I did a post in the main Facebook group. Oh, thank you for the applause. Oh, yes. It's like I got skills, right? But I did a post in the main Facebook group about the prep. Right? Because everybody says, oh, the colonoscopy is nothing. They put you to sleep and it's fine. And it was, y'all. It was fine. If you haven't had one, it was like easy breezy lemon peasy, right? But everybody's like, it's the prep. It's so bad, right? And that's what everybody says, right? They think they're being helpful, but it's really not helpful to start telling yourself that it's going to be bad, right? So I did a post. If you didn't see it and you want to see it, go in the main Facebook group and just put in my name and it'll come up. But I did a post talking about all the stuff that my brain had to say about the colonoscopy prep. My brain was like, oh my God, it's going to be awful. Like, you're going to be starving. You probably can't coach your private clients because you're going to be so faint. You're going to like fall out. You're probably not going to be able to do anything but lay in the bed. You better cancel them. Also, your family needs to go out and eat somewhere else because it's just going to be too hard for you to sit there while they're eating and you're not. Like, my brain had all this to say. Right? Steve was like in full force. If y'all don't know, Steve is my habit brain. He's the one that is always pointing out the shit that's going to be hard. Right? So he just was having a fit. And well, I'm also not going to lie. I said this in my post. He also said, ooh, maybe you'll lose some more weight. That was some old Weight Watcher shit that came out. Right? But those were my thoughts. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be hard. I'm going to be starving, blah, blah, blah. Well, that didn't feel great. I was dreading it. I was like, oh my God, I woke up. I was like, here we go, the day that it's going to be awful. And then I just realized, like, a little part of me was like, what else could be true? And I was like, well, what if it's easy? What if it's not hard? And then I decided, okay, well, both of those are thoughts. It's going to be hard. If that's not a fact, it's a thought. It's going to be hard. It's going to be easy. Both of those are thoughts that I could choose to think on purpose. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this shit. I'm just going to walk around all day and I'm going to tell myself, oh my God, this is so easy. Like this colonoscopy prep, it's a breeze. This is easy. My husband was like, how are you doing? He called me up. He'd be like, you doing all right? Like, is it bad? You hungry? And I was like, it's easy. This is like not hard. Y'all, it felt easy. It felt easy. I'm not about to say that I didn't have some urges to eat some stuff, but y'all know you get like broth and shit, right? But I'm telling you right now that just telling myself, this is easy. This is easy. It started with the thought, maybe it's going to be easier than I thought. And then it ended with the belief of, you know what? This is easy. I'm deciding that this is going to be easy. And it felt easy. Okay. So I don't know if that answers your question, Kirsten. I hope so. Stop telling yourself that it's going to be exhausting, because your brain is not going to let you go do something that's going to be exhausting. It's going to protect you. So let's start at least leaning into the idea that it could be easier than you think. Okay. Jackie, you're due for your next one now. Well, there you go. Yes. Colonoscopy. No joke. I did the pills too. I didn't have to do the chalky stuff. And the pills were awesome. You had to take like 12 pills in like 30 minutes, but you just had to take them with sips of water. And it was amazing. Super easy. I had to do it twice. I did have to wake myself up at 2 a.m. to do it. But yeah, it was fine. Okay. Oh my gosh. We're 1 minute over. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Happy Saturday. Thanks for coming, y'all. If you have any questions, please, please, please tag me in Facebook. And I'll see you in July. Take care, everybody.